From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. The Utah legislature passes a tax reform bill that lawmakers say stabilizes the state's funding structure and implements a tax cut for Utahns. A statement late last night from House Speaker Brad Wilson and Senate President Stuart Adams says the bill includes targeted credits for lower-income individuals and families, as well as a $160 million tax cut in ongoing funds, and $88 million in one-time funds for Utahns should see reflected in their take-home pay in early 2020. Advocates for low-income Utahns have been against the threatened changes, particularly the new taxes on food. Alex Cragen of Utahns Against Hunger says this vulnerable group will feel the pinch of low wages on every front, and now an increase to their groceries. Governor Herbert says he looks forward to signing it. Officials in Los Angeles have new plans for the Intermountain Power Plant in Delta, Utah. The coal plant supplies most of LA's power but is slated to close in 2025. The plan was to build a natural gas plant at the site, though now the LA Department of Water and Power, after pressure from environmental groups, is saying the plant will also burn renewable hydrogen fuel and eventually phase out natural gas altogether. That would be a first in the energy world, and some critics are skeptical about whether the technology is possible, but if successful, officials say it could become a global model. There's an initiative in Colorado to bring wolves back to the state. Now, those backing the initiative say they have the signatures they need to get the issue on the 2020 ballot. Gray wolves already re-entered Idaho, Montana, Yellowstone National Park. This week, the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund announced it has collected over 200,000 signatures, well over the requirement of 125,000. Now it's up to the Secretary of State to review them. Rob Edward is the president of the Rocky Mountain Wolf Action Fund.
When we restore wolves to Colorado, we will see ultimately a connected population, reconnected population of wolves that spans from the Arctic all the way to the border with Mexico along the spine of the Rockies.
Opponents to the initiative argue the animal could harm people and are especially dangerous to livestock. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.